we're back. Incendiary Radio. Hope you're liking the bumper music, folks. I put a lot of time and thought into my bumpers. That's Colonel J.D. Wilkes and the legendary Shack Shakers. And I don't really drop names a lot, but they're from Paducah, Kentucky. And they're some of my favorite kind of dirty alt agri-industrial country guys. So let's see here. Let's get into this. Kyle from RenegadeTribune.com, Renegade Broadcasting, the Solar Storm, HellstormDocumentary.com. I got False Flag Weekly News queued up from this week, and they go through a lot of cool stuff. And they got one of these guys, the original We Are Change guys, who's totally unkosher. So I don't know what his relationship with Luke Radowski is, but some of the stuff that he goes through, it's quite brilliant. And you can tell the guys, he's right on the same page, like where you and I and Nick and others are with the research going into how this system works. So let's play clip one, segment one, Mr. Producer.
You mentioned the Richard Guchar connection, and that was picked up by Cynthia McKinney, who apparently tweeted my story, which I had published at Veterans Today, along with a post of last week's False Flag Weekly News, just right after we did our broadcast. So I wrote up that story about how the same guy, Richard Guchar, who's married to the high-level Israeli operator, Einet Wilf, not only was pre-positioned to film the beginning of the truck attack in Nice, before there was a truck attack, he was filming the truck. I mean, how lucky was that? And then he shows up at the shopping mall in Munich that's getting fired upon, and he tweets this picture that he apparently took of the fireworks at the shopping mall. Same guy shows up at both places, pre-positioned. And then, interestingly enough, within an hour of when I posted this VT story exposing him, he took down this photo from his Twitter account. RT took it down from their RT story. And now, according to this previous story that we had on the screen from the Jewish Telegraph Agency, which is a pretty interesting story, if you look at some of the wording that they have in that story, they say that now that Guchar says that the Munich photos were accidentally deleted from his camera. So he posted them on Twitter. I posted my story exposing him. And then he took them down immediately, as did RT. And now he says they were accidentally deleted, not only from Twitter, but from his camera. Wow, this guy is really accident prone.
Stop it there, Mr. Producer. Go ahead, stop it there. Go ahead and stop it there. Forward to 520. The narrative gets with this Guchar guy deleting things. But what the key was here, Kyle, is RT decides to scrub it right behind him. And so Russia Today, you know, a lot of people are like constantly championing Russia Today as this like real hardcore outlet because they have a lot of good material, but with an Israeli kind of murky psyop, whatever you want to call this thing, they went ahead and followed suit as well.
And they're huge proponents of Black Lives Matter ever since the beginning. And they were interviewing the head of the New Black Panthers recently and making out to be this great social justice crusader, this organization that had not too recently been calling for the murder of white babies.
Yeah, well, you got a gay guy, DeRay, and then two fat black lesbians. This is the mind. This is the group mind of Black Lives Matter, which I find interesting because it cuts into the kind of militant gay kind of sector as well. You know that if whether you like to believe this or not, folks, but this gay movement has really penetrated into the African American population of the United States, and they've got like trannies galore, all kinds of weird trash going on
in the Rainbow Nation, movement.
Yeah, so well, you know ways, what I'm saying. Yeah.
The Rainbow Push with Jesse Jackson. it's crazy, man. RT's been pushing this nonstop as well, and all sorts of degeneracy. They promoted the 2012 wank off by these. It was organized by these porn stars against Rick Santorum, and RT was endorsing this, giving them all this airtime. this day of, hey, of and they use masturbation. That
whole word
of,
hey, they use that whole word of Santorum to become like fecal matter around a guy's behind or some trash.
Yeah, yeah. And, but the thing is, would Russia ever do this in their own country? Isn't that why all these so-called nationalists love Putin? It's because he's cracked down on all the homo propaganda.
Pussy riot.
Why is Russia, Russia today push it on all of us?
Yeah.
It's just... it's a bunch of crap, and Russia today is very, very much kosher. You look at who owns it and runs it. I don't have that information in front of me, but you realize why they're pushing this agenda.
Well, you got Ventura, Governor Ventura, one of the Alex Jones kind of InfoWars darlings, and he's a big proponent of RT, and he got flown to Russia and got to meet Putin, and you hear about
King,
all this.
Larry King on RT?
Yes, and so... it's almost like Putin's like, I'm going to try to prop up the Orthodox Church here a little bit in Russia and give it some window dressing. But at the same time, I'm going to promote the decimation of the West as best I can as well, weaken these punks.
And
it's a real mixed bag. And it's like if you really look at Brandon Martinez's work over at Nonaligned Media, he seems a lot more accurate than a lot of people are giving him credit for.
A real quick note about Vladimir Putin's intellectual comrade, who would be Alexander Dugin, who is beloved within the alt-right circles and Orthodox nationalists like the Trad Youth and Matt Heimbach, close relationship. Also, Richard Spencer was his MPI. And what's interesting is Richard Spencer's MPI had excluded Heimbach from coming to one of the events, but both groups and both individuals are very much close with Alexander Dugin, and a number of other people are. He's been on a number of different podcasts. He's very tight within some of these circles over here, and he's actually advocated for the invasion, the conquering of Europe, and of course he wants them to be seen as the liberators.
Yeah.
He was the founder of the National Bolshevik Party in Russia. So
you know, I've been seeing this, Kyle. This kind of dust up to where, like the kind of predictive programming in various media that Russia's ready to attack Europe, and it almost and I said this a week or two ago, and you probably heard it, where I was talking about, well, Trump's almost set up to become like a European savior as well, and with the detente between him and Putin, it's almost. Almost like these guys might work in concert to save Europe, quote unquote. But it might be like a kosher scheme for all we know. And it, you know, it, that's what's so freaky about this whole thing is. Go ahead.
This project that you're talking about here, the East and the West coming together, is really just problem, reaction, solution, where you have this the left-wing NWO out there, the Jew World Order, that is causing all these problems. It's divided. It seems like the World War III is going to break out, and it very well may. But how do you come through and offer a solution? The right-wing, authoritarian, real New World Order, the Russia and the United States align with each other, go in and wipe up or wipe out Europe and deal with all that. And, you know, these people who think that our rulers are only left wing, they will never use the right wing, or they don't have right wing tendencies sometimes. They're just completely naive, or worse, they're paid for, because they will go back and forth with this pendulum, this swinging between the left and the right to meet their objectives. That's how you get forward. Left, right, left, right. It's a march forward. This is March of Tyranny, just like that great repurposed Ben Garrison cartoon as with the Jew yelling that out. Oh, ouch, next time I'll vote Democrat. Ouch, next time I'll vote Republican. The thing is, this very well might be that this two-step, this Jew step, that gets things firmly cemented in this technocratic authoritarian control system, unlike possibly how a left-wing administration could do.
Yeah, now check this out. And I've been a Tex Mars follower since the 90s, okay, well over 20 years. And, you know, back when I first kind of got exposed to him, he had this kind of whole tape series and article series called Amerus, A-M-E-R-U-S-S, this. See, this was a dream of a lot of these think tanks where people, you know, that let's just say I'm older. I'm about to be 46 very soon. But and I've been paying attention to Tex Mars since I've probably been about 23. And he had this whole blueprint where like wings of these think tanks were like wanting to merge Soviet Russia with the United States to where they were going to basically change each one of the systems to the point where they could be wedded and melded together. And this Trump-Putin kind of thing, it's almost like, well, maybe this wing of the think tanks has maybe won out ideologically in the underbelly of where all the decisions are made, because Putin, you know, took, you know, it started with Gorbachev, but then they, you know, then you had the drunk, what was his name, Yeltsin. Yeah. and then like the Soviet system kind of started merging more to like a Forbes flat tax kind of, I don't want to say capitalist, but gangster super capitalist thing, to where we went from like the Reagan-esque kind of Daddy Bush opium Iran-Contra thing, and then we started moving towards that kind of middle of like left, you know, SJW sick socialist. Yeah. And it's like the two systems are ready to be wedded, and I don't know if that's the thing or not, but it's something that we need to pay attention to.
Well, they've always been related. They've been dating since the very beginning, when the Jewish capitalists financed the entire Bolshevik revolution. And right. Churchill even wrote about that one. I mean, that's so well documented. And the 66 million Russians who were murdered in the span of few decades, and then the Holodomors, the three of them, it's just, you see the fruits of their labor, and that's what should motivate you to make sure you stop this. You know, when you realize the horrors, the torture that they inflict upon people, you'll start to take it pretty damn seriously, because they want to implement a hellstorm in America. They've been playing this for a long time, in my opinion. They're getting people real riled up against us, not just within the country of Black Lives Matter and La Raza and the rest, but also the Muslims are important, and it is bad. It is looking very, very bad. And all the people that have been pissed off because the American military has been bombing all their countries, killing millions of people and displacing many more for Zionist interests. It is a powder keg, to say the least. But throughout the wars, you know, Russia has been a great ally. Uncle Joe Stalin, you think about that. And the Cold War was actually, it seems, very buddy-buddy, actually. They used each other to prop each other up in order to make their militaries grow an incredible size. They were still allies. They just had to have this fabricated conflict using nuclear weapons as the excuse why they wouldn't actually ever fire upon each other. Yeah, and that's why it was a Cold War for so damn long. And then they decided to move on to a next phase. And I honestly think that these divisions between, oh, you know, Putin is against this person and that, and they're great enemies, and it's this big chess game. I don't think so. I think the chess game is being played against us, and we're just sitting here as pawns thinking,
Let me ask you this. I'm sure you read those reports where basically David Rockefeller flew over to the Soviet Union and basically said, Khrushchev, you're out. The next guy comes in. This is kind of like how that whole system works, where that's how we've had our hand on the entire communist system. And then you get into the State Department setting up Mao versus Chiang Kai-shek, and the entire, you know, like I sent you that article that I sent Sean today about Rothschild's golem, the Chinese threatening the Aussies. And well, it's like, look, when you realize that, it's just like, we're the ones, not you and I, but our government and controlling all the wealth of our people, were the ones that basically set up all these communist regimes worldwide, while we're supposed to be the beacon of freedom. Oh, we're spreading democracy worldwide. But it always becomes a like a butcher that our you know, our little lever controllers that put in around this planet. It's just like, it's such a disgusting reality, knowing that your own State Department, your own executive branch, has these kind of sick designs on the rest of the planet.
There's a National Socialist book from the Third Reich called The Jews Trail Through the Ages. And let's look at just one old vampire's trail. Henry Kissinger, his trail through the ages, whether it's with Pinochet or Mao or going on, you know, you see him with Putin, great buddy, Obama. You see him with Bush, daddy, both daddies, you know, Daddy Bush and then Poppy Bush and then George W. And it's just incredible, you know, and Obama, right? He just slithers through between all these different seemingly conflicting powers, and he's always there influencing things. And of course, he had that big meeting with Donald J. Trump. So the Jews trail through the ages, just exhibited by this one slippery, slimy man who said that military men are just dumb, stupid animals, aka Goyim, to be used as pawns in foreign policy.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny and they tried to throw him as the 9/11 investigation commissioner. That's how over the top these people are. I mean, so let's get back into this, though. Mr. Producer, the next segment, 520 from False Flag Weekly News.
Twitter, but from his camera. Wow, this guy is really accident prone.
And you're really fast with the false. You're really fast with the stories, and I'd say that you, Kevin Barrett, are really the point person on getting this story out to the world. And it's huge in its implications, because little by little, the news is getting through that the Jewish state, or should I say the Talmudic state of Israel, is very connected, very deeply involved and implicated in all these false flags.
All right, stop it there, Mr. Producer, and go ahead and forward to 12:13. So this is what I like about these guys. They're Kyle, they're basically like, look, they're the ones out here in the front as academics that'll be like, look, the Jewish state, the Talmudic state is out here in the front of these operations, to where it's just like, look, if you look at Tony Hall, he's like a little kind of Weasley guy, but it's just like he's got the balls to sit there and tell you. And it's like, look at Cynthia McKinney, Kyle, a black former Democrat that's willing to go. And I guarantee you Alex Jones will never have her on, because she's his guest sometime. He'll never let her talk about the Israelis carrying out these fake operations on us.
Yeah, I don't think Jones ever interviewed Jim Trafficant, did he? Maybe to get some
way back
some
in the day.
Yeah, but he's another one that we've lost because he was calling out the Jews too effectively. Oh, his tractor flipped over on him and killed him. Yeah, he flipped a tractor. Like, when you actually look into the details of that, there's no way a tractor would have flipped completely over and then landed on him. He was well experienced with tractors. And in any event, this is just what happens when people are too effective in calling out the Jewish power structure. But these people pretend to be so very edgy, cutting edge, by calling out the Saudis and calling out these very safe, easy targets now. The feminists, you know, yeah. Paul Joseph Watson with all of his
Islam. It's Islam. Yeah. All right, we'll see you guys on the other side. We're gonna build up to the Alex Jones stuff. See you guys in a minute.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back. I can explain the tragedy. It's called hood rats. That's what's wrong with our cities. Okay. Anyway, back to the material. And then look, the system has been weaponized to retard everybody, but it really has brought our cities down to, beast level. Hey, Kyle, did you see that clip I sent you over Twitter with the pimps coaching the chicks how to beat each other up? I mean, gosh.
It's gone to the law of the jungle. You know how Poppy Bush talked about how, you know, we've got to stop the law of the jungle by implementing the New World Order. I think that's what they're doing. They want to show the most depraved examples of law of the jungle, not the kind of jungle we might create as civilized people, but they give us the most savage examples, and then we demand some kind of order, and they've got their Novus Ordo for us.
Yeah, that's what's unfortunate is like the coarsening of the culture. It's gotten to the point now where it's affected all sectors. You were sending around the picture where it was supposedly one of Obama's daughters in some short shorts and the white girl, and we all saw this picture. I mean, I don't know if the listeners know, but it's just like it looks so
like her showing, she's pulling up her skirt basically to show off her butt. It looks like it's her underwear. I don't know, but it looks like the first daughter's exposed behind.
Yeah, I mean, and then just all the knuckleheads around them. It's just, and this is going on everywhere, and it makes guys like you and I sad to see just the depravity that is just like exploded. But it's like it's a signal that we're ready for like a fall off the precipice, and it sucks to watch. None of us want to see it, but.
Or a hard hand. Honestly, I think a tough love approach to people could set things straight. We just have to implement it because they're just pushing depravity so hard. And there might come the Jewish tough love approach, which would be pretty much that Bolshevik approach, which we don't want. We don't want. But, you know, just shaping people up, getting people in line, you know, not going overboard and you know, making everybody goose step or anything.
Hey, but Kyle, remember, did you heard the interview I did with Lacavera, who's on my network? He's actually like, look, we got to re-educate some of these people, but not in the traditional Soviet way, but back just into a sane way. And it's almost, you know, I don't want to think like that, but it's like, damn, they're forcing it. They're forcing a re-education that's going to happen in one way or the other. The collectivist, sick, degenerate, twisted fashion, which is already kind of happening on the streets, or this one that, like, basically decent human beings are going to have to perpetuate just to save society itself.
Well, it's they gave us freedom. They gave us their version of freedom. Yeah. And well, look at what freedom did. It's like, no, it wasn't just freedom. No. You gave us your set of choices. We were never free. We were just free to choose from what was being offered. None of them were in our own best interest.
Pepsi and Coke, Burger King and McDonald's is your choices that you've given us.
Right or left, blue or red, red state or blue state, red pill or blue pill. You only given these very limited choices, and then when things end up screwed up, well, you chose it. You chose this. You're doing it to yourself. Stop hitting yourself. It's the bully that takes your left hand and then your right hand, and then it punches you in the face with them and says, stop hitting yourself. That's what we're facing.
Yeah. We gave you porn. You can choose gay or straight, but it's still porn. I mean,
interracial or not. Yeah, those are your choices.
Yeah, and unfortunately, though, but it's just like we're reaching this crisis point where, like, people in the suburbs, like I said on Nick's show the other night, my barber, her hubby, he runs in to get a pack of cigarettes. He's got a badass truck, and this is in suburbia. Some clown comes from behind the dumpster and jumps in his truck, takes off with it. And the cops, you know, this is a place with cameras and everything else. The cops, this guy gets out of the suburb, and nobody stops him. I mean, and then, but we need to devote more resources to the, you know, the surveillance.
Diversity programs. We need everything. We need more of this.
Yeah, everything. You need more of everything the government gives you, but you can't even stop a car thief. See you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
By Kyle Hunt of Renegade Broadcasting, RenegadeTribute.com, HellstormDocumentary.com. Let me run this by you, Kyle. I've been thinking about this, and I had it asterisked to talk to you about, and I've been getting this feeling. All right, and I just wanted to bounce this off you on the air because it something that had just popped into my kind of psyche. Bill Clinton, okay. He falls asleep during Hillary's speech. I'm sure you saw that. Roger Stone and Alex Jones are selling the rape T-shirts. Okay, Juanita Broderick's come out of the woodwork. This whole thing. And everybody's talking about Trump being assassinated. But I'm like, you know what? The one that's being in danger of being assassinated between now and November is Bill Clinton.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, he's too much of a liability. Well, Hillary's an independent, strong woman. She doesn't need no man in the White House.
Yeah. I'm like, holy crap. This popped into my mind in the last few weeks. I'm like, holy crap. Bill Clinton is in massive danger. Think about the sympathy crap. Think about the liability factors. This dude, he's a marked man, I think.
He might be in danger of dying from AIDS, too, but that's one of those things I've seen put out there. It does look like he has some weird lesions from time to time. And what the hell's up with Hillary's tongue? Have you seen that?
Oh, yes, that hole in her tongue. What the hell?
Big is crater. It looks like I've seen some images of syphilis, I think it is. that look a lot like that.
Maybe I don't want to say this on the air, but maybe,
Huma Abedin?
Yeah, secretions from Huma. Anyway, all right, let's get serious. Let's get back into the stuff.
Oh, we're not going to talk about Michelle Obama's penis right now?
Michael LaVon Robinson? I don't know. Hey. But no, Gordon Duff over at Veterans Today in the last few days, he defended Michael, and he said that Rita Kotz and the usual suspects are the ones that doctored up all the photos of Michelle to make her look like a dude. Did you see that?
You know, I'm not even convinced. I didn't see that, but I'm not even convinced by the photos of Michael's penis. And you can watch the Ellen video, not just the photo, the video of that thing swinging around. I'm more convinced, honestly, by the proportions, the shoulder width as compared to the head and all these other things, the hips that don't lie. Hips don't lie. Shakira was right, folks. Hips don't lie. He has man hips. And the same thing with the Serena brothers. Not the Serena. The Williams. The Williams brothers. Not that.
Yeah. They're interesting how they dominate tennis, huh?
Yeah.
It's fascinating. So let's get back into False Flag Weekly News so we can build up and then drop the nuclear device on Jones. 12-13, Mr. Producer.
This WinApp thing, you mentioned this before, Tony.
WinApp.
It turns out that Inet Wilf, the apparent case officer of Richard Gutjahr, so she would be the woman who would be sending Richard to the, you know, pre-position him at the site of these terror events. She actually is a fellow at WinApp, the Washington Institute of Near East Policy, which is famous. We're having its director of research, Patrick Clawson, making open speeches saying that we need another false flag. False flags are great. If we want a war with Iran, we have to wait till the next false flag, just like they waited for the false flag to attack Spain in the Spanish-American War and the Lusitania to get us into World War One, and basically the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. He goes through the historical list of false flags saying how these are wonderful, and we need another one, and then we can go to war with Iran. He's saying this all right out in the open. And so this is the think tank where this case officer who's sending her husband photographer to do photo propaganda at these terror attacks, this is where she works. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. These people are shameless. Jeremy, Tony, what do you guys think?
All right, stop it there. Mr. Producer, stop it there. Go ahead and forward to 1644. So, Kyle, remember, we all covered this Patrick Clawson butthole who's bragging about false flags and how we need one to get us in the war with Iran. Gutjahr's wife, Inet Wilf, works at the same think tank, Washington Institute for Near East Policy. How you like that?
Wow, what a connection that is. That's amazing. And think, these people who just go along to get along because, oh, it fits within our narrative. They don't understand it fits within their narrative. And they're bringing us, dragging us towards something very big. And all of these Jews are implicated in these events. But the majority of the people out there, the pro-whites, the alternative media, just a lot of them just seem to be going along and saying, oh, you know what? This is a manifestation of ISIS and treating ISIS, even if there are legitimate connections to ISIS, treating ISIS like it's not the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service, like it's not being funded and trained by Obama himself coming out and saying, oh, yeah, we've been training ISIL. I mean, it should be very obvious by now how they don't attack Israel, how they get treated in Israeli hospitals. But these people out there are acting like it's this Muslims, doing this, acting as lone wolves, and is part of some organized conspiracy run out of, you know, this these shadowy places in the Middle East. Yeah, it's a shadowy place right there in Israel. So it's Herzliya, just very
Herzliya, yeah, right up the street from Tel Aviv, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just very frustrating when people are out there pretending like these ISIS terrorists are not somehow related to the Mossad, and that the Mossad doesn't use deception to wage war when it's their motto.
Yeah, but at the same time, they impregnate Europe with all the baby rapers, the Bachabazi gangs from Afghanistan. So it gives them perfect cover to run these sick operations. And this is what you and I and Nick, everybody tries to pound home. It's like, look, this is a multi-layered, multifaceted attack on Europe, America, Australia, Canada, everybody else. It's like, look, they import the turds. The turds do dumb stuff at the street level, but then guess what? Here comes our black operators that do all the real weird trash up there at the top of the news cycle. This is what pisses me off. All right,
and BB's always there giving his sympathy, saying, "Oh, we stand in solidarity. We've been dealing with this terror for so long.
You Jews need to move home. You Jews need to leave France and so forth and make your aliyah back here to Israel. You see, we could build the greater Israel because we're running these false flags up on you in France, and we're going to crank the muzzies up on you.
They freed up the land of greater Israel and sent them all back into Europe.
Yeah. It's so brilliant, but it's so evil. But we've got to, you know, penetrate the minds of our people and say, look, this is it. And I keep reading the Greater Israel Project plan. Like, I just kind of made the notes, and I read those on the air from time to time because it's fascinating and it's brilliant. But these jerks, they're trying to flood us, kill us off while clearing the land out so they can expand. All right, so the next segment, Mr. Producer, 1644.
Well, we've had one. I just wanted to get this in. We've had a great We Are Change moment in this election cycle when Martin Hill got in the face of Donald Trump and said, Trump, they weren't dancing Muslims, they were dancing Israelis. And Trump's reaction was really interesting. Instead of, like, you know, egging the crowd on to throw him out on his butt like Trump did with all the other interrupters, Trump said, hey, be nice to him. He's on our side. He's a Trump guy. So at that point, a lot of us were saying,
there,
wow,
Mr.
You
Producer,
know, maybe Trump
forward,
is really
to 1955. So that was kind of an interesting spot that we all saw with Trump, where the guy's like, hey, it was Jews. It wasn't Muslims that were dancing. And then Trump didn't thrash the dude. So that kind of, you know, that's a little thing in Trump's favor. But he's got Rudy about to come be DHS. But and we're going to get to that clip. But just your brief thoughts on that, Kyle. But I mean, that was kind of cool.
He's thrown us a bone a few times. Yeah, yeah. I think that's what he does. He wanted to wrangle in the alt-right with the little dog whistling. You know, dog whistling is this term that came up to describe how people won't say something overt. They'll be a little bit subtle, you know, use coded language to appeal to their more extreme base. And with Trump, they're saying that he's actually that next Fuhrer. He really is a Nazi. Don't disregard all
leader,
the Jews
the
surrounding
leader.
Him at every level. He's actually totally a Nazi. And supremacists that he's buddy-buddy with, he's totally going to serve their interests, not the Jewish interests.
Yeah, and see, he's just playing possum till he gets in power, and then he's going to show all the enemies. Anyway, let's go to 1955.
Of people confronting the big liars and criminals, how about this French police officer in Nice who says, blown the whistle on the French national government, which we already know ordered the destruction of all security camera evidence relating to the Nice attack, and they also leaned on her and tried to force her to lie in her report, and she refused. And the next story, the order from the French national police, this is the French FBI, their counterterror division, told the Nice city government to destroy all of their security camera footage. And now this has even been picked up by BBC. They probably saw it right here on False Flag Weekly News.
You can stop it there, Mr. Producer. Forward to 2301. So now you got a cop that kind of stands up and says, wait a minute, they're trying to make me falsify documents from this Nice hit. And, you know, you and I have looked into Nice, and it's a joke. Like we said, no blood. The guy whacks 80 people with a truck, and there's not any blood splatter on the entire truck. I mean, the whole thing's ridiculous. And you got the Guchar angle and the rest of it. But, you know, it's a good thing that people in law enforcement at the street level, or we have to reach them and say, look, you cannot keep going along with these bogus narratives. And people in the military have got to quit going along with these operations that we know are counterproductive in the long run to our own people, like taking Gaddafi out of power and so forth and so on, or trying to take Assad out of power, who's nothing but basically probably the best dude in the Middle East. And I could see King Hussein one of these days of Jordan, who's been their boy. But when it comes time to throw him under the bus, Kyle, I think they're ready to trash him as well.
You know what's interesting? A few years ago, when they tried to really get us into a war with Syria, remember all the military people that were holding up signs anonymously over their faces that were against the war, saying basically, we're not going to go fight Israel's war. We're not going to go bomb these people. All sorts of different messages about how they were sick and tired of this. And that, along with a lot of public pressure from people like myself, along with a lot of people from the left wing, you know, they're right on a few issues about the warmongering, except they seem to like some of the liberal wars. But the point was that there was a lot of pressure put on the American government. And what they ended up doing was just kind of say, oh, no boots on the ground. And then they went back on that, of course, and they denied going back on that. But now we got some boots on the ground. And they just flooded a bunch of money in. They became Al-Qaeda's air force, as I think Assad described them. And, you know, ISIS really popped up right after that attempt was unsuccessful. And what is – the environment is changing where it's saying, oh, we can't ignore this threat anymore. We've got to intervene in a bigger way. Oh, France, you know, everybody's got to join together. Let's join together in this fight against ISIS. We haven't been tough enough. And, it's the problem reaction solution. Well, I can't say enough. These false flags are always used to justify war or war spending.
Well, you know what's fascinating is, like, I've served alongside some of the French Foreign Legion guys. And if you get into the history of French foreign policy, the French Foreign Legion, their machinations around the planet, especially in northern Africa, but the rest of Africa, I mean, it is a history of really, really sick, just crazy operations. And a lot of people aren't aware that France is this country that has this dark history on the African continent that is, like, so massive, Kyle, and I know you know about this, but it's so wicked what they've done. And France, 75% of their power is on nuclear, and they get this crap out of Niger and all these other countries in Africa, and the operations they do down there. It's just one of those things that all of us in the true seeking kind of circles need to really expose. It's, you know, the British Empire has been exposed all year long, all day long, but this French kind of underbelly where they use the Foreign Legion, these guys from Brazil and Argentina and all over the world, they recruit these characters into the Legion, and these guys are straight mercs. They were Academy and Blackwater before these guys were even thought about, and these guys are some of the most insane operators that have ever been birthed as far as military machinations. And so I just want to put that out there, because these guys, they would roll by us, and we're in 100-degree heat in Somalia, and these guys roll by us on a big old flatbed, pickup truck. It's full of ice and beer, and it's going – it's going to their little hideout. Next thing you know, in the middle of the night, all you see is tracer rounds coming from the French Foreign Legion, where they're just whacking who knows how many people in the middle of the night. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's wild.
Well, you know, I'm actually surprised there isn't more real violence. I mean, there's a lot of violence coming our way already, but I'm surprised that there aren't more legitimate acts of terror, and they have to fabricate them, because I mean, a lot of these people out there seem to ignore the fact that true blowback that our Zog governments have been absolutely decimating the Middle East. Now, it's not all the refugees are coming from a lot of countries that aren't even war torn. They're just opportunists. But the Our government
try to call these blacks. They try to call these blacks Syrians. It's like, dude, they're Africans. What the hell are you talking about?
But there is so much blood on the hands of the United States government, which is why it's so incredible, so hypocritical when these mouthpieces of the United States government will call people like myself racist when I've never killed millions of brown people. Have you? Yes, many times.
Yeah. See you guys on the other side with Kyle Hunt from the Solar Storm Renegade Broadcasting.
And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we'll be back. Let's see here. We are... we're going to have a short segment right now, so... Mr. Producer, get clip 15 ready and have clip 10 ready. Mr. Producer, hold clip 15 where it's at. We got this short segment, and I wanted to get into this real quick, and I know we're going to run out of time, so I wanted to play a clip on Tim Kaine, the Hillary's little pick for VP. Now, a lot of people have been digging into this guy, and a lot of people saying he's part of the pedo racket and the rest of it. I don't know yet. I got to dig further. But I wanted to play this short clip because this will give you some insight into Hillary's pick for VP, another Jesuit trained mind controlled zombie. So go ahead and play clip 10 real quick, Mr. Producer.
I went to a Jesuit boys' school, Rockhurst High School in Kansas City. And, all right, some Jesuits in the house. I like that. The motto of my school, this boys' school, was men for others. And that was what we were taught. And that's where my faith, which had been important to me because of my parents' example, really grew into something more vital. It became like my North Star, the organizing principle for what I wanted to do. Even as a young man, because of these great teachers I had and because of my parents' example, I knew that I wanted to do something to devote myself to social justice. And that's why, after racing through the University of Missouri in 3 years and starting at Harvard Law School, I decided to take a year off from school to volunteer with Jesuit missionaries in Honduras. Hay hondureños aquí. Hay algunos hondureños aquí. Okay, un poquito. Sí. Well, when I got to Honduras, it turned out that my recently acquired knowledge of constitutional law was pretty useless. But the experience of working in my dad's ironworking shop was actually kind of helpful. So I taught teenagers the basics of carpentry and welding, and they helped me learn Spanish. And I tell you, my time in Honduras changed my life in so many ways. Aprendí los valores de mi pueblo, fe, familia y trabajo.
Pause it, Mr. Producer, pause it. Faith y familia y trabajo. Faith, family, and work. The Jesuits, integral in the development of communism, right along with Karl Marx and all the rest of them. Get into the reductions. Go ahead and play the rest, Mr. Producer.
Faith, familia y trabajo. Los mismos valores de la comunidad latina aquí en nuestro país, ¿verdad?
All right, go ahead and stop it, Mr. Producer. Kyle, Kane was picked, the whole Mexican, La Raza, vote for the left. This guy speaks Spanish, he's a Jesuit. I mean, it's so insane, but I wanted to throw that out there. Your quick thoughts, we're about to hit a break.
Just with the name itself, the first thing I thought of when I heard Kane is the biblical story. Raising
yeah,
Kane,
kill his
you know?
Bro, yeah. Well, he, for some reason, he's extremely like pro-abortion, even though he talks about his Catholic, Jesuit, blah, blah, blah. The guy's a hardcore baby whacker. So, I mean, it's fascinating. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.